This is your Paragon News Update for October 12th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Weather is where we'll start. Another chance of severe weather returns tonight for much of western Oklahoma. According to the National Weather Service in Norman, the potential for severe storms will be higher later this evening and overnight into Wednesday morning across the area. Individual storms are expected to develop in parts of the Panhandle and far western Oklahoma. These storms are expected to eventually develop into a line that will move across the area. News 9 meteorologist Lacey Swope says a portion of southwest Oklahoma could see yet another round of severe weather overnight tonight as well.
The big thing is, I know it's October. We had over a dozen tornadoes Sunday. Not saying we'll have a dozen tonight, but the threat is still just as high for this evening and tonight. And this time it's for areas that did not get severe weather before. And then in some areas in southwestern Oklahoma, Hobart, Snyder, Fort Cobb, Anadarko, that whole area up into Caddo County will also have the potential again to have severe weather with rotating storms.
Meteorologist with the National Weather Service says large hail, damaging winds, and maybe a few tornadoes will be possible with the initial storms. But then damaging winds will become an increasing concern with the line of storms overnight into early Wednesday. With severe storms expected to take place during the night into the morning hours, make sure you have multiple ways to receive warnings, including keeping it tuned right here to KECO for severe weather coverage in the area. A Tennessee man traveling through the area received two arson charges in Beckham County District Court after allegedly attempting to set fire to a building in Eric. The suspect also allegedly attempted to set fire to his pickup. According to a probable cause affidavit, the incident took place on the evening of September 22nd when a Beckham County Sheriff's deputy informed by the Eric Fire Department that an individual may have attempted to set his truck on fire in the 800 block of Shebwuli near the Oki Trading Post. The deputy was advised that the suspect had gone to a nearby store and was being held there by the Eric Fire Chief. When the deputy arrived, he would find the suspect, 30-year-old Benjamin Martinez Blanco of Manchester, Tennessee, being separated from his family. After an investigation, the affidavit revealed that Blanco's wife would tell authorities that the couple had gotten into an argument while traveling from Arizona back to Tennessee, and at one point the suspect would enter Eric and attempt to set the truck the family was traveling in on fire. The court document did not indicate if the family was inside the vehicle at the time of the incident. Upon further investigation, it was revealed that a window at the nearby Oki Trading Post had been busted out, and the door and doormat to the building had burn marks on them. Blanco would be arrested and charged with one count of second-degree arson, one count of third-degree arson, and malicious injury to property over $1,000. A Burns Flat man is in critical condition when he wrecked his vehicle while being pursued by the Custer County Sheriff's Department on Interstate 40 in Custer County. According to the collision report provided by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the wreck took place on Saturday night just after 10:20 near mile marker 74, 6 miles west of Weatherford. OHP says 30-year-old J.R. Williams was being pursued in the westbound lanes of I-40 when his 2004 GMC Yukon struck stop sticks deployed by the OHP. After striking the sticks, the vehicle increased speed, traveled off the roadway to the right, and struck a guardrail and bridge embutment. As a result of the crash, the driver was pinned inside his vehicle for an unknown amount of time before being extracted by the Weatherford and Clinton fire departments. Once the pursuit had come to an end, authorities reportedly shut down I-40. For 3 hours, Williams was flown to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City, where he was admitted in critical condition with trunk, internal, and head injuries. Now, in a separate accident that occurred on Monday afternoon, a leading man was hospitalized after rolling his semi near Putnam in Dewey County. OHP says 58-year-old Rex Keith Penry was traveling westbound in a 2007 Peterbilt on Oklahoma Highway 47, 2 miles south and 6.7 miles west of Putnam when he departed the road to the right, overcorrected, and then departed the road to the left, rolling the truck 1 3-quarter time. Henry was transported to Great Plains Regional Medical Center in Elk City, where he was admitted in critical condition with trunk internal injuries. In state news, one state lawmaker says the state's school support staff is underpaid. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
State Representative Ronnie Johns of Ada says many support professionals in Oklahoma's public schools are earning very low pay. He says it's important to recognize their hard work and dedication.
I mean, where would we be if we didn't have bus drivers, custodians, secretaries, paraprofessionals, teachers' assistants? I mean, the list goes on.
A study at the state capitol on Monday looked at ways to increase pay for support staff. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking in on oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $80.55. That's up 3 cents. Brent crude at $83.29, down 36 cents. Natural gas at $5.61. That's up 11 cents. Recapping our top story, more severe weather possible for western Oklahoma tonight. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 12th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atho.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy.
As a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.